The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin, betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Good soul and skin, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here in the last few days before Christmas, we hear the story of the Annunciation. And the words that began the entirety of God's salvation in us when Mary said to the angel Gabriel, "Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done unto me according to your word." Now, those are words I trust you've heard many, many times before. Words that are very, very familiar to you. I trust that, at least. That's why I thought you might appreciate this morning taking a closer look at the meaning of what the Blessed Mother says by taking a closer look at the literal words the Blessed Mother actually says. Okay, so let's do that this morning. Here's the Blessed Mother saying to the angel, "Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord." Let's look at that word handmaid real quick. There's two ways the Blessed Mother could have said that, because there's two words that could mean handmaid. Either she could have said, "Behold, I am the diaconess of the Lord." Diaconess is a word that's close to the meaning of the word servant. Or she could have said, "Behold, I'm the doule of the Lord." Doule, a word that's closer to slave. You know what she actually said to the angel? She said doule. She said the word closer to the meaning of the word slave. "Behold, I am the doule of the Lord." In the ancient Roman world, this is the world the Blessed Mother would have known, a slave shaved his head as a sign to the world that his life was not his own. Now, do you see what the Blessed Mother meant when she said that to Gabriel? "Behold, my life is not my own. Now let it be done unto me as you say." Now, there's something to pray about. Do you believe that your life is not your own? Do you believe your life belongs to God as truly His? Or do you believe your life really is entirely your own and God is an intruder every time He asks you to do His will? A little something to pray about there. I have a friend who has a pilot's license. And one time he took me up into his airplane, just he and I. And at 12,000 feet, he handed me the controls. He says, "You fly the plane." You know what I said back to him? I said, "Tell me what to do." And I did exactly as I was told. Why? Because he knew better. See how it is when we do God's will? It's not a heavy burden. We realize He knows better than we know and loves better than we love. it's actually greatly, greatly joyful. That's what we need to pray about. That's the spirit of the Blessed Mother. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. You've heard that before. A lot of you might know the Latin translation for that. Fiat, right? Fiat mihi secundum voluntatem tuum. Now, in the original Gospel of Luke, the word the Blessed Mother would have used was genuito. You can almost hear the word generate in that. Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Let it come to life in me according to your word. Now see what she's saying? In every pagan religion, you're always trying to coax the gods to let go of their reluctance to do what you want. So, you know, you talk about the ancient Roman religion, you talk about the gods of Mount Olympus of ancient Greece, or you talk about the Central American gods or the gods of the South Pacific. It's always the same story. If you offer the right sacrifice in the right way, using the right words, maybe you can get out of the reluctant clutches of the gods. You can get them to do your will. With the real God, it's the exact opposite. He's begging you to do his will so that his life can come to life in you. And what great things happen when we let him do it. Look at King David, for example. Little nobody. Prophet Samuel comes around and asks who's going to be the next king of Israel, and Jesse won't even show his son David to Samuel because he thinks that he's too insignificant. But look what God did to David when he said yes. Look at the 12 apostles. Whoever would have known the names of these guys if it hadn't been for their yes to the Lord, right? Whoever would have known about them? Or look at the Blessed Mother. A little nobody sweeping floors in Nazareth. And what great things happen when she simply says yes to the Lord. This is what we want to do as well. To say with her to the Lord, behold, my life is not my own. May God's life take life in me. I don't know how insignificant you think your life might be. I don't know how great God's actions might be that he wants to do in your life. I only know that is nothing short of great every time we say with her these life-giving words, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done unto me according to your word. Amen.